Charlotte County's Courier newspaper has just been relaunched in printed form, more than a year after printing stopped in its previous incarnation. In May 2024, previous owners, Nova Scotia's Advocate Media, paused publication. Since then, CHCO TV, based in St Andrews, acquired the paper and began an online version late last year. The new owners have now started a pilot scheme to print the Courier as a free monthly newspaper. Natalie Sturgeon, the new editor of the historic paper, which started printing in 1865, spoke with local 107.3 FM about the relaunch and the response from local people, as well as the importance of local independent media.
CHCO TV is very passionate about local news and offering that to the people of Charlotte County, so we explored the option of acquiring the paper. We heard from a lot of people when we launched our website about, you know, if you ever print again or if you want to start a subscription base, we'd be happy to do that. And so we got the ball rolling. The community got involved. A community member by the name of Guy Grew helped us acquire a grant to help print that paper. And so the only thing that's new about it, I guess, is the name and the fact that it's now free.
You alluded to the fact that the community was kind of involved in this. Why is this important for the people of Charlotte County that the Courier exists for a start, but that it's being printed again?
Well, not everybody is digitally friendly, right? We have to recognize that there are people who have limitations, but also we've printed it with a little bit bigger font. We've kind of given that access to folks because we think that it's important that everybody has access to news and information. And in an era when news and information is getting harder to come by, especially through social media, we wanted it to be so important. But the community has kind of responded in a way I think we sort of expected they would, but it's kind of been overwhelming. They're very excited about it. The paper is kind of flying off the shelves in a way that we weren't expecting. We're almost out of papers, to be honest with you. I think there's only about 800 or 900 left. So out of a print of about 3,000, I think. So the response has been really important. But the community, you know, voiced that they wanted a print version. And so we had to kind of explore that option and look at how we keep it sustainable throughout the process.
In terms of the kind of importance of the paper itself and its legacy, I suppose I did want to kind of ask a little bit about the history of it.
The first Courier was printed 2 years before Confederation, so this paper has a really long history in Charlotte County and in New Brunswick. So it was here when things were first getting started. It was kind of the first draft of the history of this corner of the province. So it was very important to continue that legacy for us because news is more important now than ever. And actually, when we were printing for the first time, we went to the Charlotte County Archives and we actually got to see the first ever front page of the Courier from 1865. So if you pick up a copy, you'll see that first edition from 1865. So that was important to us to continue its legacy of the cornerstone of democracy.
Broadly speaking, what is the importance of independent news sources in today's media landscape?
Well, you know, the independent part is very important, but it's also news deserts, right? There are places across this country, not in just New Brunswick, that don't have any form of news or information. And so we've decided this nonprofit model is the best way to effectively deliver journalism, because every dollar that we get from community donations or grants goes back into operating the television station and the newspaper. And so it allows us, you know, that capacity to be free for folks and to provide information in a timely manner and in the way that they desire, which was in a printed paper. So it's very important that we exist in these places, and I think that we've done a very good job of providing that accurate news source for folks here in Charlotte County.
In terms of its continuation in the printed form and the frequency of publication, I mean, is this the model going ahead?
Well, so it's a pilot project for right now. We have enough to kind of do it for 12 months, and then we have to look forward to the future about how do we keep it sustainable, right? We are, as I mentioned, a nonprofit model, so we have to kind of find that break-even moment for us where it's not costing us to print the paper, but we're getting enough advertising to kind of keep it afloat and keep it free. So it's important to us that we're not only able to continue to print, and we'll review that when the time comes, but also to keep it free and accessible for folks so that they don't need to pay for their news and information. So that's really what we'll be looking at the scope. So for now, we have 12 months, and then in the future, we'll take a look at how we keep it sustainable enough to keep printing it.
In terms of the future and the sort of the media landscape as it stands at the moment, I mean, what are your hopes in terms of survivability in general of print media?
You have to want it to survive, and I think our model is one that other areas across this country should be looking at, because not only are we running a television station with four people, but we're also now operating a newspaper and we're printing a newspaper. And I think this model needs to be explored elsewhere by other places in the country, because it really does work. Not only are we surviving in a media landscape that is kind of tumultuous right now, but we're thriving in doing so. So I think this is a model that needs to be looked at elsewhere, and I think it's the future of journalism, given what we know about that corporate nature and things like that. You know, we're grateful to the community for their support. Journalism is not always the most appreciated industry in the world, especially given today's, landscape. So we were really appreciative of the support that our community has given us for people who don't live here full time, but have reached out and are hoping to grab a copy. We're just so tremendously grateful for the support that's been shown to us. We're so happy to hear that people are so excited about it.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.